Mr. Huang also donated almost $2 million Australian dollars to help launch the Australia-China Relations Institute, a think tank in Sydney. Bob Carr, its head and a former Labour Premier of New South Wales, pooh-poohs the idea that China might be seeking to buy political influence through such gifts. Former politicians taking jobs with Chinese firms are another source of controversy. Andrew Robb, a Liberal minister who negotiated Australia's free trade deal with China, started working for Yu Cheng, a Chinese billionaire with extensive interests in Australia, after he left Parliament last year. China is Australia's biggest trading partner and its second biggest source of immigrants, after India. Almost 160,000 Chinese students study in Australia. Rich Chinese also see the country as a haven for investment. All this, argues Rory Metcalfe of the National Security College in Canberra, gives China's authorities a natural desire to influence Australian policy and in particular to weaken its ties with America. James Clapper, a former American intelligence chief now at the Australian National University, sees striking parallels between Russia's meddling in America's politics and China's potentially nefarious foreign interference in Australia. As well as supporting the proposed ban on foreign donations, Mr. Turnbull ordered a review of espionage laws earlier this month to strengthen defences against foreign meddling. John Fitzgerald of Swinburne University in Melbourne wonders if these moves will suffice. Australia's leaders, he says, have been blind to risks that come with closer commercial ties with China.